The first rule of Cake Picnic is no cake, no entry. Started by a cake lover, it is a touring festival that is exactly what it sounds like. A picnic of cakes, where you cannot come unless you bring a dessert to share. From member station LAist, McKenna Sievertson got a slice and has the story.
Sweet and savory cakes of all shapes and sizes filled Tongva Park in Santa Monica this past Saturday.
Welcome to the LA Cake Picnic!
There were a limited number of tickets for entry, each costing $30. Tickets sold out in minutes. Tables are set up in the center of the park, where Irving Bacenas is placing his colorful piñata cake.
I made it out of the Mexican wafers, which are obleas.
Bacenas says the wafers give the carrot cake base a nice crunch. They're layered around the outside.
I've been up since three, okay?
People are split into small groups and given pizza-sized boxes, a few napkins, and a fork. The groups then have 5 minutes of free rein to
take as much cake as that 5 minutes will allow.
And it goes by fast.
Three, two, it's like they're hungry.
All right, please.
Kiara Upshur was able to snag a slice of the coveted Mona Lisa cake.
There's like figs in there, raspberries, so I'm really excited that I did get some of that.
Cake Picnic started with Elisa Sunga's dream to eat as many as possible, without having to bake them all herself. She's a home baker who works in tech.
What if I put together an event and invited everyone, but the requirement would be everyone has to bring a full cake?
Nearly 200 people came to the first San Francisco picnic in April of 2024, and it has since grown to an international tour. But why cake?
I think it's such an art form that you can express so many things, whether that's your emotions, what's seasonal, what's trending, what you want to eat.
You don't have to wait for the official tour to come to your city. Grab a few friends, find a crumb-friendly place to picnic, and get baking. For NPR News, I'm McKenna Sievertson in Santa Monica.